Thank you very much. I understand it's clear now. We can therefore go to the paragraph 3, which has a comment that is related to the link between 2 and 3. Therefore, I would like anybody to, and I'm looking at professor as always, to try to clarify this doubt about the link between the para 2 and para 3. Especially, is it true that para 3 is that carrier can always claim the costs of for the examination? Thank you.